Hello, my name is Melody. I want to thank the audience for tuning in to BBS Radio today. I am the host of True Confession Radio Show. Today, I have two extraordinary guests. Esther?
Yes.
Okay, I would like you to introduce your name first because I do not want to pronounce it wrong.
Okay,
Can you
it's
tell the audience your name?
Esther Lita, I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And Louise, are you there? Okay. Can you also pronounce your name as well?
Louise Butcher.
Okay. Now, Esther, I would like you to start off, and can you start with telling the audience a little bit about what happened to you?
I'm gonna start off when I was a baby. When I was a child, my mom had me. My dad was 42 and my mom was 17 at the time. And well, my dad mostly he a racist. So my mom had me when I was 19 years old. When I was in the hospital. They didn't give me no name on my birth certificate because they left me in the hospital. Then when I got home, my mom and my dad got custody of me when I was a baby. When I was 2 years old, my dad had raped me, and my dad did everything to me possible. He touched me and everything. And then when I was 8 years old, he kept on doing it. When I was at school, and I used to hide in the bathroom because I never want everybody to know what happened to me. So the principal asked me what happened. So when I told the principal what happened, they came to my dad's house. And but he never went to jail is because he got money to pay. You know, it was. I was born in 65. So back then, you know, it was okay. He got money to pay his way off. So when I was 2 years old, my dad took it. My dad raped me. He raped me, and I was bleeding so bad. And I went to my mama, and I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I said, I need help. Can you call the paramedic? My mom said, go back to your dad. He still won't have nothing to do with that. Go back to your dad. So I was living in a box. I found a box and I stayed in the box because I was bleeding so bad, almost passed out. This woman came in there and she found me in the box and she took me to the hospital. And they told me, do I have any parents? I said, no, I don't have nobody. So the woman took me and she raised me till I was like 11 years old. She kept me for a year. And then I went to my grandmother's house and my grandmother raised me. I never had no parents. And then I started gang banging and stuff because I didn't have nobody to be there for me. But my dad raped me ever since I was 2 years old. Until I was 10, I ran away. I never went back. My dad tried to look for me. I never went back to him. And
Okay, Esther, hold on. I want to ask you a question. Calm down, calm down. Take a deep breath. Okay, I want to get this right. I want to make sure I collected this information correctly. Now, your dad began molesting you at the age of two.
Two years old. Yes.
Okay. And when you were 8 years old?
Yeah, you went to your, 8 years old.
You went to your birth mother.
Yes.
And you told her what was going on.
And she didn't believe me. She didn't believe me.
She didn't believe you. So that's what she said. She didn't believe it was going on.
No, she didn't believe what's going on.
But you said you were bleeding, correct?
I was 10 years old.
Yes.
Okay, I ran away when I was 8. I went to Auntie Louise's house, the one that you could have talked to right now.
Okay.
I went to her house, and I told Auntie Louise that I'm being raped, and I need you to help me. Auntie Louise kept me there. Then my grandmother came with the police and told Louise let that girl go back home. But my grandmother didn't know. My grandmother didn't know what was going on. She didn't know what was going on. So my grandmother took me from Auntie Louise's house and took me back to my grandmother's house. She on the phone. She could tell you.
Okay. Now, hold on. I'm going to stop you for one moment. Louise?
Yeah?
Okay. I'm sure you remember this day when she came to you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember.
Okay. Can you explain to the audience exactly what happened? Because she's emotional and she has every right to be.
Could you explain it a little better? Okay, she came to my house and told me she was raped and stuff. So I told her that if she could stay here with me, do not go back home. Stay with me. I'll take care of you. And then my mom, she came with the police and told me if I don't open that door, they're going to lock me up. So I have to open the door and let them in. And then they took her away from me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And if the police wasn't there, I would have kept her. Because I'm my niece. I believe everything that she said. Yeah, but
okay,
when my mom came there with the police, I had to open the door because they were going to take me to jail.
Oh, okay. So pretty much they took her from your custody.
Yeah, they took her from me.
And where did they take her to?
They take her to my mom's house. My mom's house, I think. Yeah.
Okay, no, Louise, this is what I'm not understanding. Why didn't anyone call the police on her father?
Say again?
I said, why didn't anyone who was aware of the situation call law enforcement on her father?
Why didn't call the police on her father?
Yes, because you know he should have went to jail. I mean,
you're talking about
a 2-year-old child, and you're molesting her, a 2-year-old child. This not only is bad enough for a person to molest a child, period, but their own child. So if they can do that to their own child, what do you think they can do to someone else's child?
I know you have to call the police, but they didn't.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Huh?
I couldn't hear you. I couldn't understand you. Can you repeat that?
I said, they should call the police, but they didn't.
Okay, so you're saying, so you were, but you didn't, or you
no,
did?
No, what you're saying. Well,
Hold on. I need one of you to talk at a time. Okay. I can't. I'm having a hard time.
Okay, can I say something? What she's trying to say is that she couldn't call the police because when they called the police, nobody had believed them because when they came and asked me questions, I wouldn't open my mouth and say nothing because I was scared.
Okay. That's very, heard cases of that happening, the child being scared. Can you think back and remember why you didn't say anything? Was there anything your father was telling you
Yeah, my father said that if I open my mouth, I'm going to get a bad beating. And I was scared that he would have whooped me. And I was 8 years old when I ran away to my auntie's house. I was 8 years old, and my auntie's the only one that was there for me. She took me in when she was supposed to, but she took me in, and she didn't want to go to jail. So she had to let me back go there. But she was telling everybody that Esther's getting raped, Esther's getting raped, and you guys have to listen to her. My auntie was helping me out, but
yeah,
they didn't listen to her.
And I can also understand, because you're talking about in the 60s. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that was in the 60s.
Excuse me?
I was born in 65.
Oh, yeah. 1965. I mean, it's not like now. Children's services isn't like now. You know, you wouldn't be able to get away with it in this day of age. But I can believe that they would discount that information in that era, because I've heard stories like this.
Yeah, when the police came to my house, when the police came to my dad's house, because my grandmother called the police. Why she called the police? She didn't know I was getting raped at first. And then when Auntie Louise told her what was going on, then that's when she knew that was going on, and she called the police. And the police came to my dad's house. But the police talked to me, and I was scared to open my mouth. I was 8 years old, and I was scared, so the police couldn't do nothing because I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Well, is your father still alive?
No, he's dead. He died last year.
Oh, he died last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
my mother's still alive, though. But what I'm saying is, my mother's no better than my dad, because my mother gave me up when she didn't want me around when I was a baby. She didn't want me, and she still don't. I talk good to her, and she treat me like I'm nothing.
Okay, well, Esther, I understand how you feel. I understand this is a very difficult situation for you. Esther?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure you still could hear me.
Oh, yeah.
I understand this is very difficult for you to talk about, but you're kind of going so fast that I'm trying to keep up with you. Sweetie, what I'm going to need you to do is calm down, take some deep breaths, and explain just a little better of some of the things that took place, some of the incidents that actually happened that led up to this time. Because it sounds like you need to get it out anyway. It sounds like it's something you've been holding
on. Yeah, I cry all the time because I have no parents. I have no parents that love me when I was little.
Yeah, every time she cries, it makes me cry.
Yeah.
My auntie and my grandmother, that's the only person that cared about me, my grandmother and my auntie. Auntie Louise was there for me, and Brady was there for me. Nobody else was.
Okay, so your mother was out of the home, I've gathered. She left you at the hospital. When she left you at the hospital, Esther, what?
My
were the police called? I mean...
No, my grandmother came and got me from the hospital.
Okay. And then after that, what happened?
They wanted to sign my birth certificate, but it wasn't nobody there to sign my birth certificate. That's why I don't have no name. My grandmother came and got me, and they named me after I left the hospital. And my dad went to court, and so and my mom went to court for me and my brother, and my mother told the judge that she was raped when she had me because she wanted to get a green card, you know, to stay out in the country. So my dad was to get the green card for her on the country. So when she married my dad was beating on my mother real bad. So that's why my mom left him. But she was raped because he raped her because she didn't want to have sex with him. She didn't want to get a paper stick. But he raped her, so I guess I was a rape baby. That's probably why my mother don't even want, you know, because every time she needed me, when Tasha, when her other daughter was whooping on her, I went there and I protect her. I protect her every time that something went on, I protect her. But I know this happened because my grandmother told me that she never loved him, my dad. You know, she only wanted her paper stick.
Hold on one moment, Esther. I need to ask you this question. So did your mother come back into the home with you and your father?
She came back.
Or are you getting secondhand information? Because I'm getting a little confused.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to calm down. That's why I say I know it's hard for you, sweetie. I know it's very difficult.
Okay.
But I'm going to need you to try to be as strong as you possibly can.
Okay, this is what happened. My dad, she needed her paper stick. So she went to my dad. My dad met her in Trinidad.
Okay.
My dad's from Grenada. So they met in Trinidad. So when she came out here, she had me. She was pregnant with me. But she didn't want to have sex with my dad because, you know, she just wanted a paper stick. So my dad said that he'll help her get a paper stick. But he didn't tell her that it was sex involved. So he raped her. He took it from her. And told her that she's not gonna get a paper stick unless he has sex with her. So he had sex with my dad. That's how they had me. Mm-hmm. Then she left. My grandmother said that the judge told her to get that woman out of that house before, you know, she get killed, whatever. So she got my grandmother got her out of the house. She got her daughter out of there. And then she didn't get a paper stick, right? So my dad said, if you come back, I'll fix your paper. I promise I'll fix your paper. Then she went back to him, and then that's when she got raped again, and then she got my brother. My brother came. And then this time, she left him for good. But when me and my brother tried to go back to her, my dad told us that my mama was dead. My mom left when she had me and my brother. She left my dad for good. Okay. I told my dad, can I go see my mom? And my dad said my mom is dead. So I didn't know my mom was still alive. My grandmother came to my school and told me that my mom outside wanted to see you. I didn't even know who that woman is. They took me out of my class.
And how old were you then?
Yeah, when I went to see my, I said, who's this lady? Because she looked like she a mess here. I didn't know. So,
no, what I'm asking is how
yeah, because my grandmother's
old you when first saw your
my mother. Grandmother's out.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm asking you, how old were you?
So my grandmother looked Irish, right? She's Irish. So when she came to see me, and she took me to my mother, and I said, this is not my mother. You know, and my grandmother said, that's your mother. I thought my mother was dead. I met my mother when I was, 10 years old? I was in the sixth or seventh grade. one or two. And I met my mother, and I didn't even know I had a mother. So when I went back home, my brother went and saw him not talking. He went and told my dad that my mother came to school. He whipped me and my brother because he told me not to give to my mother. Okay, I didn't know my mother was coming up there. And he whipped me and said, didn't I tell you not to be around your mother? Didn't I tell you? And then me and my brother was abused after that.
So once you found out that that was your mother, you're saying, so he never gave you an explanation why he told you your mother was dead?
No, he didn't give me no. I said that my mother passed away. He didn't give me no, because I was young. I was only.
But once you found out she was alive, I mean, I know.
I was happy when I found out I had a mother. I was so happy. I hugged her. She was hugging me. She was everything. Then all of a sudden, then I told her that my dad raped me. Then she don't believe that he did that. She didn't never believe me.
Well, you know what? I believe she believed you. I just believe she didn't want to deal with the situation.
There is a lot of mothers out there.
It's a difference.
Because she was raped too. And she know. Because she didn't want to give him nothing. But he took it anyway.
Well,
I went to my auntie's house.
That doesn't come to no surprise. Now, Louise.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a very difficult situation.
I know, yep.
This was a very... Can you please tell me...
Everything my niece said is true. Everything is true, yep.
Oh, I believe her. I truly believe what she's saying is true.
They dig her wrong.
I understand.
I wish she was my daughter. The way they treat her.
Excuse? Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Louise?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So she said, what she said was that she wished I was her daughter.
Okay, yeah, so she would, okay, I understand that. And I finished talking, Louise. You know, I'm going to ask you to go. You have a very beautiful accent, but it's very strong. And I want the audience to be able to understand what you're saying. So I'm going to ask you to talk just a little bit slower.
Okay, yeah, I'm from Trinidad.
Oh, you're from Trinidad?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this took place... Can you tell me where this took place at, Louise? Can you tell me what city, what state did this all take place in?
In LA, California.
Oh, Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Okay, I just want to know what was your reaction when your niece came running to you. Bloody.
I was mad. I was upset. I was crying. So I could, I could kill her father.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was wrong.
Okay, now, are you the father's sister or are you her mother's sister?
Her mother, that's my sister. Gloria.
Okay.
And my sister.
Okay. How did you feel how Gloria handled it? I mean, we know how Esther felt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, she was the victim. She was the child. So I know she had to feel rejected when her mother.
Yep. I feel, well, it was wrong what Gloria did. And my sister, it was wrong what she did.
Well, did you ever have a discussion with her about that? Did you ever approach her about this? Or did you just pretty much leave it alone? Take the child?
To Gloria?
Yes, your sister, Gloria.
No, I didn't say nothing to her.
You didn't. You just left it alone? You just swept it under the rug? Or?
Oh, yeah. I left it alone.
Do you wish you could have done something different now today?
Yes, I know.
I wish I could
do something different. Yep.
Okay. How old were you when this occurred?
I was young. I had two kids, Linda and Steve. So okay. I was very young.
Okay, and so you're saying your nephew was in the house with this man also?
Huh?
Okay, I'm trying to... Esther is kind of, you know, she's real emotional.
Mark was in the house too.
Who all was in the home with Esther and her father?
Nobody, just she and her father.
Okay, because she said something about her brother. That's why I'm trying.
Her brother.
Huh?
Her brother was there too.
Okay,
but
so
I was home at my house.
No, he was at your house. No, I'm talking about her house when she lived with her father.
Yeah, it was she and her father and her brother.
Okay,
but I was at my house. She came running to me. And I let her in.
Okay, now Louise, did her brother come with her or just her?
Oh no, that's her. That's her came to me. Only her.
Okay.
Yeah, Esther came to me.
Now, where was her brother at during this time? And how old was he? How old was your brother, Louise? I mean, Esther.
My brother, I was 8. My brother was 6. At the time,
6.
And when my brother said everything, this is what happened. My brother was put on the table because he couldn't leave my brother out there. So he brought my brother in. My brother said everything, right? And when my brother got 18 years old, he went and put a gun on my dad to shoot him.
Okay, hold on. I want to make sure I understood you right. Are you saying that your brother watched your father rape you?
Yes. He had no choice. And he was crying. Okay, then what happened? My grandmother could tell you. All right, my brother seen that. And he told me, he said, when I get 18 years old, I'm going to kill my dad. So when he was 18 years old, my dad was married to another woman. So she called me on the phone real fast. I was gangbanging, like at the time, you know, I was blood, I was gangbanging. So I stood up there and I had a pager. At the time we had pagers, we didn't have phones. So my brother called me, Ruby called me, my dad's woman. She called me 911. So I'm like, 911, okay, it's a mercy. So I called her back, and she said, come here because your brother about to kill my dad. Like, my dad was on his knees begging for his life. So I went over there, and I told Mark, I said, Mark, I said, it's necessary. I said, give me the gun. I said, don't kill him. I said, God will take care of him. Don't kill. He said, you going to let him just do you like that? I told you, I'm not going to go for that. You going to let him just do you like that? He's going to rape you like that. I said, Mark. I said, okay, it was a long time ago. I was 21 at the time. My brother was 18. No, I was 20. He was 18. So I told him, I said, it's okay, Mark. I said, God will take care of him. Trust me. I said, give me the gun. Don't shoot him. Give me the gun. So my stepbrother, Ruby's son, went to call the police. I kicked the phone out of his hand. I said, you ain't call no police on my brother. Because what my dad did, my brother's suffering right now because he had to suffer looking at what happened to me. So
you
I tried to talk.
I tried to talk to my brother, tried to get the gun out of his hand. I got the gun out of his hand. I said, Mark, he had a whole bunch of guys out there ready to jump my dad. So I got the gun from him, and Mark said, give me the gun. He listened to me. My brother listened to me. My brother's good to listen to me because that's my little brother. So he gave me a gun, and he left, and he said, he go tell my dad, I'm coming back for you. You lucky my sister saved you. I'm coming. They never got along good because of what happened.
Okay? Now, can I ask you a quick question? Esther, now, did your brother continue to live with your father after this situation?
No, he left. He went to my grandmother's house.
Okay, so he was there with you. He ended up coming with you.
Yeah, he left when I left. Me and him.
Okay. Thank God for that. Okay, that's.
Yeah.
I was really wondering, like, where was the other child at? That's what I was trying to get to. Well, I'm glad he ended up coming to the same house you were in.
No, my brother is now. My brother died.
Esther, have you gotten any counseling for this situation?
No, I did to get no counseling. I hurt you so much. I didn't get no counseling. No. No, and then my daddy got all that money. He got everything right. He gonna tell everybody that I wish I had a dice instead of having her. He didn't want me. I wish that this guy had abortion, this got rid of me. But no, he said he wished he never had me. You know, and when my dad died, that house and that garage, you know, that garage is my brother, but my brother dead, so he left it for his stepson. But there's nobody saying, and I'm going to fight for that house and that garage because I deserved it. I deserved that house and that garage because okay, I went through so much.
Okay, it's getting short. I mean, the time is going by very fast, and you've had so much to say, and I appreciate you coming on this show. But I want you, one thing I'm going to let you know, I do have a counselor, and I will pay for your counseling. And I do want you to start counseling as soon as possible. Are you willing to start counseling next week?
Yes.
Okay, then. Well, I'm going to make sure that I pay for your counseling.
Okay.
Long if you're willing to go.
Yeah,
because
I'm
you really need it. I can hear the buildup inside of you. But I want you, if you could, if there's any children listening or any mothers listening to this, can you... And especially if they're going through this situation, well, the situation that you once went through and that you're still going through, because it's obvious. I mean, obvious that this is a long-term effect on you, what you've experienced. I would not wish it on a dog, okay? And I do feel for you. And that's why I'm willing to pay for your counseling. I feel your pain. I have never been in a situation like you have, but I can't even imagine in being one. Okay. And
when my daddy put his hand inside of me, I called for help. I said, somebody please help me. Somebody please help me. And nobody would help me. And I had a babysitter. You won't believe it. Auntie Colleen. Okay, she was there. And he paid her $1,000 to watch it, make sure nobody come in. And I told her, I said, please help me. Help me. Don't you ever do this to me. And she didn't even care. She didn't even care. And okay. I went to tell her.
Esther. I want you to calm, try your best to calm down. And please take a deep breath. You believe in God, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I believe in him.
Hold on. Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want you to calm down for a moment and ask God to give you the strength to get through this.
But what I don't understand that everybody in my family knew about it and they was there and they was getting paid for them to be quiet. My dad had money. He was rich. Everybody was getting paid. They was right there, though. They was right there when it happened.
So they allowed this to happen to you?
They allowed it to happen.
Except Louise. I see Louise came and got okay. you. I'm going to disinclude you, Louise.
Okay.
But you're aware that your siblings and other members of your family left your niece alone, right? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was there for me.
I can't even imagine.
Okay, bye.
Here's a child that is all alone, being raped by her father, and she's crying out for help and no one is answering her. I feel almost speechless. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to think. I know it makes me angry. I know it makes me hurt, but most of all, it makes me angry. And it's very hard to get me angry now, but this is pissing me off. Because guess what? That could have been my child, my grandchild that's on the way, and anyone else's child. Now, what I want you two to do is please, because we're running out of time now. I want you guys, it may be someone in this audience that knows someone that's in this situation or that is going through the same situation that she went through or that she's going through. And I would like each and every, well, both of you, one at a time. First, I want to start off with Esther. So she can tell the audience, try to give them the best advice she can. If it is a child going through this situation or an adult, the mother, maybe. Or the father. In this day and age, she can be the father. It's the opposite way around.
If a child goes through this, I'm going to get that child help. I'm not going to let that child go to nothing. If I have to go to jail, I'm not going to let no other child go to what I went through. Never. I've been out here. My grandkids, oh, my God. I wish somebody touched my grandkids. Leave
it. Okay, now, Esther, so you were telling the audience, this is what I'm getting, you're telling that mother to leave that father or call the police, or you're telling that child to tell someone.
To call the police, do something, tell. Don't sit back and don't say nothing. You know, you have to open your mouth and say something because you're going to keep on happening. I didn't say nothing and I was wrong for that. And you need to talk and say something. If something's happened to you, please tell somebody. Let somebody know that you're getting raped. Tell the police anything, please. because it's not good, because you're going to go through the same thing I went through.
Okay. Now, Louise, can you tell the audience, I mean, you were there. I mean, you pretty much, it affected your life as well. If it didn't affect your life, I know you wouldn't be here today speaking on it. So I know it had to affect you. That was your niece. And you were a young woman yourself. Now, can you please tell the audience, in case there's anyone in the audience, like I said again, who knew, you know, I'm going to say this again, who knew or maybe know someone who is going through this or went through this, or either if it is a mother who is in this situation and their children are being molested or being beat. It seems her and her brother went through both. Now, is there any advice that you can give them? Louise.
This is SL.
Louise.
She got one of those crazy phones.
Okay, we may have lost her. Okay, well, you know what? Okay.
Marcel.
Hello, Esther.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you got this out today. Okay. Louise.
Yeah. Hi. Is Esther still on the line?
Yes. Esther's still on the line.
Oh, you're here? Okay.
Okay, Louise, I want you, if you can, like I said, you missed what I was said previously. If I know this situation affected you as well, I mean, that is your niece. Like you said, you wanted to kill him when you found out. And I also understand the era, the time, and you were a young woman yourself. But do you think you can give a little advice to the audience if there's a child that's going through what your family went through? If there's a mother who's dealing with the abuse and scared, not knowing what to do and knowing this is happening to their children. Is there any advice that you can give the audience before we, end tonight? Could you give them some type of advice what to do?
The only thing I could say that it happened, all I would do is call the police, put that bastard in jail for what they did. That was my advice.
Yes.
Sometimes the person said, well, if you tell anybody, I will kill your family.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yep. So sometimes the people have to keep quiet.
Yeah. Well, it's always, let me tell you something. I want to tell the audience one thing. No, you never be quiet. Sometimes you have to find the right time when to break loose to tell someone.
Yeah, but
you best believe
if
a child goes to a teacher in school or most adults, anyone that they can get to when they have a chance to,
mm-hmm.
they will get help. So don't ever believe that someone's going to kill you. Let me tell you something. Catching comes before hanging. I'm going to let you know that now. And if you go get help, it's help out there. There's many organizations. There's help out there. There's shelters that are specifically for women and children where you can get help at. There's pastors, local churches. There's police, sheriffs, highway patrol. There's teachers, school district. You can always get help. But you have to ask for it. Won't nobody know if you don't ask? So please, if there's anyone out there tonight listening to what this young woman experienced, this horrific childhood, please get help. Best way you can. I don't care. If it's not the police, go to the teacher. Go to someone at the school. Go to someone at the park you play with. Any adult that you can feel safe enough to talk to. Sometimes a stranger or a person is not living in the home is the best people to deal with. If something is happening to you like this, you need to tell someone.
Tell someone, yeah.
The first adult you can get a hold to, let them know there's help for you. Preferably the teacher, your teacher at school. That's the first person to go to, or your pastor at a church. You can get help. It's out there. Plenty of it. Please, and women, please don't allow your men to do things like this to your children. Because guess what? They don't even love themselves, so they can't love you. They can't possibly love you.
They don't love themselves, and they can't love you. Yeah, you gotta like, yep.
So please, children, women in abusive relationships, you don't want. Now, how old are you now, Esther?
I'll be 51 next month.
51 years old, and this woman is still crying and hurting like she's still 2 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. When the pain was being, Lord Jesus, excuse me. When the pain, when she's being afflicted by this pain from her own father, please, you don't want your child growing up at 51 years old, still being tormented by this situation. Get help. Get help. Leave. Go. Don't take anything with you. Just go. Leave all your clothes. You can get more as long as you're breathing, living. You can get more. You can start over. Please get help. And this is gonna, all right, Esther, I want to thank you for coming on this show. This is a lot for me. And I will be in contact with you. And the counselor, since you gave me permission, the counselor will be in contact with you next week. Okay, they're closed this weekend, but I did speak to someone to help you. Now, I want you to wait for that call. They will be calling you Monday morning, okay?
Okay.
And Luis, I want to thank you as well for coming on the show tonight.
Okay, you're
welcome. God bless. Huh? I'm sorry, huh?
I say you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Luis.
I love her.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Tell my auntie I love her.
Okay,
She was always there for me.
Okay, I love you too.
Thank you guys so much. And I want to thank the audience for tuning in tonight at BBS Radio with Melody McClendon on True Confessions Radio Show. Next week is going to be juicy. Hope to see you there. Goodbye and God bless.